Anyone on Twitter. Of course, my name is Nessa, as always, back with you guys. And welcome to the SummerSlam Prediction Show. We're about an hour and a half away from TakeOver, so I wanted to jump on here and bring you guys this podcast for our SummerSlam predictions. But I'm really excited because today I am not by myself. And we're hoping that this works because we've had a few technical difficulties. Today, I am joined by two of my friends, HobbyXB27 on Twitter, and then Scott at Rhea Ripley Section on Twitter. First and foremost, welcome to the show, Hobby, and welcome to the show, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Glad Thank you.
You can hear me, right? Hello?
Do we still have you guys?
I'm here. I don't know if y'all can hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear, my buddy. What about you, Hawk? Do I still have you?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just having some issues listening to you, so let me take out my headphones.
For sure. Sounds good. I do apologize for the technical difficulties, guys. This is my first time doing a group call with multiple people, so we're gonna just try to work through this. I don't know if you guys heard my first question, but I guess I'll let Javi go first, just so we have like an order of some sort on the podcast. What are your overall thoughts on SummerSlam? Are you excited? Are you underwhelmed? Tell me, how are you feeling about SummerSlam?
Basically, I'm excited the main card it's great, but I'm a little bit disappointed with some booking, and it's almost, well, everything has to do with the tag team division on the WWE, but on the women's division, that as you know, Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross just won the WWE Tag Team Women's Championship, and they are not even booked for SummerSlam. They are just left behind in the watch along like the Iconics were. I mean, they don't matter anymore or what?
Yeah, no, I can echo that statement 100%. I feel like the tag team division for the women was a great idea, especially, you know, Sasha and Bayley worked so hard to sorry guys, I'm hearing Do one of you
I had my headphones because I couldn't hear you.
I couldn't hear you.
Problem.
I do not have my headphones on. Does it fix right now?
Are you guys alive?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm alive. It's just the audio being terrible.
I don't understand this.
I guess we need to try. I don't hear myself anymore, so that's good. All right. All right. We're just gonna move on, pretend that didn't happen. Again, for you guys listening, when this audio is up, because I'm not in the place to edit and snip things out, again, I do apologize for the technical difficulties. Again, this is my first time doing a group thing, so thank you guys for sticking with us, if you are.
All right, so what's your next question?
Happened because, you know, the Boston Hut Connection worked so hard to get these titles into fruition, and essentially they're not doing anything with them. And I hear that tomorrow on Raw, Alexa and Nikki are supposed to be defending the titles against the Kabuki Warriors. And I think, why can't we have that on SummerSlam, you know?
It's a very logical, like, booking, because the Kabuki Warriors are supposed to be on a SmackDown. I mean, Kairi and Asuka are on SmackDown. I don't know why this lame wildcard rule it's even on. Like, when are they going to take it off? Because it's not logical. They are supposed to be on a SmackDown, and also if they do want these titles to gain momentum, they should book them for a pay-per-view. I mean, SummerSlam is like the biggest, second biggest pay-per-view of WWE around the year, and the tag team titles are left behind.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. I think the wild card rule was just an excuse to get Roman Reigns on both brands, especially with SmackDown going to Fox. So, I mean, I understand it in like a business standpoint. But again, yeah, it doesn't really make any sense, and it's kind of just thrown there. I don't really think they're utilizing it in the way that they could be, because I feel like if they were doing it right, it wouldn't be so bothersome. But it just kind of feels like it's there. But what about you, Scott? What are your feelings on the women's tag titles not being defended on SummerSlam, and what are your overall thoughts on SummerSlam?
Well, I did read that it was Paul Heyman's decision about the tag titles being defended on Raw, but pretty much the only good thing about this is it's Nikki Cross's first title in WWE, which, you know, she's very underrated, and they should have had a match at SummerSlam, which, I mean, you know, given that Goldberg and Dolph Ziggler have a match, that, you know, they should have gave time to the women's tag titles, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
I agree 100%. Because that Goldberg and Dolph Ziggler match makes zero sense to me, and I had zero interest in seeing it. And I'm just like, why?
It's
what interest?
It's like Goldberg's redemption match, and it's just.
Yeah, I feel that way too. That's exactly what I was thinking when I thought about it. Because I said, you know, Undertaker, he was lucky enough to get his redemption match, you know, with Extreme Rules, you know, teaming up with Roman. So, yeah, I guess they.
Okay.
Did you hear my question, Scott, or do you need me to repeat that?
Yeah, can you repeat it?
Yeah, no worries. Sorry. So for Goldberg versus Dolph Ziggler, who do you think is taking this match?
Goldberg.
I definitely think Goldberg. Goldberg is going to have the edge. What about you, Hawk? Who do you got?
Well, if they do want Goldberg, like you said, to redeem himself from that, I'm sorry for the word, but. What we got on Super Showdown, Taker versus Goldberg was a botch match. It was totally botch. I mean, Taker almost killed himself and Goldberg too. So I feel like this match was, like you said, redemption match for Goldberg. And I feel like they are really going to bury Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, no, I agree. I guess we're all in agreement with that one because I don't see Goldberg losing to someone like Dolph Ziggler, and that's not to disrespect Dolph because he's an incredible performer. But, you know, Goldberg is a guy who beat Brock Lesnar in, what, like 18 seconds? And so because of that, because we know who Goldberg is with his history and, you know, the whole Your Next thing, I don't think it makes sense for someone like Dolph Ziggler to defeat him. And again, it's kind of a shame because, you know, Dolph Ziggler had this pretty decent feud with Kofi when he came back, and now he's kind of just doing whatever. And I guess that's one thing I always respect about Dolph Ziggler because he's like,
That's true, actually, and well, but I feel like the character that they gave Dolph, it wasn't the correct one. It was like a crybaby and a complaining one, and I didn't like felt that momentum from him going on the two matches he got with Kofi for the WWE title. And seriously, I didn't liked that character. I preferred his normal character, or better, the one that he had when he was with Vicky Guerrero.
You know, the pre-show. And I hate that has to happen because I think they're phenomenal. But I'm going to go ahead and go first with this one. I think as great as Oney Larkin is, I think Drew Gulak is going to retain. And then maybe have him feud with Oney somewhere, you know, down the line, and then Oney gets it eventually. But I think for today, for tomorrow, I think Drew Gulak goes over. What about you, Javi?
Can you repeat the question? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
No worries. The match we are discussing is Drew Gulak versus Oney Larkin. I picked Drew Gulak to retain. What do you think?
Well, the OG, since the club is back together, I think it would be logical for them to retain because they should build momentum on them so they can be credible. I don't think it would be look proper like they just won I don't remember if it was Raw or the Raw tag titles and they lose them like... It would be like the shortest reign for me. Basically, I feel like Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson should win.
Okay, yeah, not to cut you off, but I think you misunderstood my question. Sorry about that. That was probably me on my end with the audio. But the question was actually regarding the Cruiserweight Championship, Drew Gulak defending against Oney Larkin.
Oh, okay. So, well, I feel like the 205 live division, it's very underrated. They are not getting the attention that they should be getting, but it's also WWE fault on doing that after SmackDown. I feel like they should get a, you know, own show like NXT or the 205 division to go into either Raw or SmackDown and incorporate the 205, the Cruiserweight Championship into one of those brands. If not, it's not going to get the momentum it needs to get. But I feel like Drew Gulak should retain.
I definitely agree with you there. It's funny, you're like on the same wavelength as me today, because I feel the same way about the 205 Live division. I think it's a great division. I just think it doesn't have the proper spotlight, and I think not enough people watch 205 Live. Just like a lot of things in main event, like great matches happen on main event, but no one really watches that. So I think they need to kind of. Drew Gulak or Oney Larkin?
I'm going with Drew.
Nice, nice, man. We're all in agreement. Is there any particular?
Well, he's pretty much my favorite in the Cruiserweight division right now. So, yeah, I gotta go with Drew.
Nice. I didn't know he was your favorite. That's a good mental note.
Well, yeah. Ever since Buddy went on to SmackDown, yeah, Drew's my favorite.
That's awesome. That's cool. I'm happy to find that information out. All right, moving forward into the card, this is one of the matches that I'm really, like, freaking excited for. I'm like, give it to me, take my money. The Era versus the Era, you know? Trish Stratus versus Charlotte Flair, arguably two of the greatest women wrestlers of all. Did you need me to repeat the question, Scott?
Oh, I have to go with Charlotte.
Are you going with Charlotte? Okay, so tell me, why are you going with Charlotte? Is there a reason?
Well, I don't really. Well, here's the thing, Charlotte. You know, Charlotte's been pushed. I won't say often, but she's been pretty much WWE's top golden girl. So her over Trish would be more beneficial for her career, I guess, and Trish can go back into retirement.
For sure. And Javi, what about you? Are you Team Trish or Team Charlotte, and why? Hey, Javi, you there? I think we lost him.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Oh, sorry. I was a little away of my phone.
No worries. You're good.
All right.
So,
mm-hmm.
The question was, who are you rooting for, and
Well, basically, I think I would love the queen to win this one because I am not too so-called the Charlotte Flair fan, but yeah, true, she has been overpushed a lot. The excuse is she is Ric Flair's daughter, but it's you either have two options here. You either make Trish lose, and she's a legend right now, a Hall of Famer, and it could look bad on her, or you bury the queen, and it's just not like a... It's a match where two of them can lose because... But I'm not talking just about the way of losing the match, but losing momentum of their careers. Because if Trish loses to the queen, it would be like, oh my God, the queen, the actual queen just beat the...
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. Hopefully I didn't lose you there, but I agree that it could be detrimental to both of them. But at the same time, it's almost like, is it really a loss if you lost to the best in the world? You know what I mean? It makes... I'm going to go with Flair. So, okay, the match on the card is Vegas,
United States. Any of you? What do you think? Yes, please. It's because I don't know what's happening with the audio.
Do I go first or Scott? You can go first if you like.
Well, I'm excited because these two guys have given us hell of matches basically since the first time they squared off against each other. I was very excited because I was like, oh my God, two aerial guys who really love to fly are going to go against each other. And it was like, I'm really a true AJ Styles fan. He is literally my favorite guy in the men's division. And I do really like Ricochet too, but I'm like, I would love for Ricochet to win this one because I feel AJ Styles is WWE Championship material and Universal Championship material. And he should be going against, I don't know, Kofi or... If Seth Rollins wins, he should be going for those titles, not a mid-card title.
I definitely.
I have to go with AJ Styles.
For sure, and in particular,
Well, I really think the champ for a while. But I'll just see.
For sure. AJ Styles kind of, you know, it should be more in like a main event title picture, but I'm gonna go with AJ Styles simply because I think the WWE is trying to build that faction of, you know, the OC, and they're trying to make them legitimate. So I feel like AJ losing his title this early on with that formation would kind of be weird and kind of pointless. So for that reason alone, I'm gonna go with AJ Styles retaining. And moving down on the card, probably one of the most highly anticipated matches of SummerSlam, just because we have been dying to see The Fiend in the ring. Bray Wyatt is making his in-ring return on television to face Finn Balor. I'm going to go first on this one. I think Bray Wyatt 100% wins. I'm kind of upset that Finn Balor is just Finn Balor and he's not coming out or coming back as the Demon, just because I think The Fiend versus the Demon would have like been SummerSlam worthy. But I definitely think Finn takes the loss on this one, especially because he recently got married or engaged, forget which one, but I know he's going to take time off to be with his girl. And I think, you know, Bray writing him off, you know, it makes sense that way.
Do you need me to repeat the question, Scott? The question is, Finn Balor or Bray Wyatt, who you got?
Yowie, wowie, I got Bray.
Yowie, wowie, I love that you did that, man.
I got Bray for what you said. He come back as the Fiend, and he's going to write Finn off. So it would be a bit more beneficial for Bray to win, so... Yeah, I think Bray's going to win. Fiend.
What about you, Javi? Who do you got? Bray Wyatt or Finn Balor?
100% Bray. It's like I'm really loving the character. I do not want, like, I love demons, but he's really funny and he's hilarious. I really want him to win because it would not be logical booking to. He's been gaining a lot of momentum with the Firefly Funhouse, all the legends he had been choking with his move. I don't remember what's called, but for him losing against Finn Balor, that is not a demon. I totally agree with you. It should be demon against demon.
Yep. They missed the ball on that one. They really did. And I think maybe the reason why they haven't done that yet is because they know that Finn's gonna go away for a bit. So I'm hoping maybe like Survivor Series or possibly Royal Rumble that we have the meeting of, you know, the Fiend versus the Demon, because that just sells itself on paper just looking at it. You know, you want to watch that, and I think that's what they missed the ball with the first time around with Bray Wyatt and Finn when they feuded with each other, was that wasn't really. All the build up that they have been funny. We're all like in agreement so far. Nobody has disagreed with anything. The next match on the card, though, is one with high stakes because it is Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens. And if Kevin Owens loses, he quits the WWE. I'm going to turn it over to Javi. Javi, who do you think takes the win on this one, Shane or Kevin Owens?
I would love for Kevin Owens to win because I really am starting to hate Shane right now because he has already got me tired of seeing that face and hearing the same lame in the world crap every time he is on my TV. So I would love for Kevin Owens to win, but I feel like definitely that they going to give the win on Shane. I don't know why.
Yeah, no. I you know, it's funny because for me, I'm going to go with Kevin Owens simply because to echo what you said, I am sick and tired of Shane going out there every damn week and claiming that he is the best in the world. Like, yeah, there's a lot of guys that can, you know, be put in that debate, be put in that argument of who the best in the world is. And Shane McMahon isn't one of them. And I love what they're doing with Kevin, how he's kind of become the voice for the people in the sense of, you know, nobody is actually wrestling. People that deserve chances are not wrestling, and instead Shane is. Like, I love that whole thing. And, you know, I think with them being in Canada, a little bit of
yeah, I don't know what's going on with the audio, but I have to go with Kevin Owens. I mean, I know they might, Shane might try to screw Kevin Owens over, but ultimately Kevin's going to win.
Alrighty, guys, so we are back on the Squared Circle Addicts podcast. Sorry for the break there in the middle. We had technical difficulties again, and the app decided to crash. But we are here nonetheless. We are back picking up where we left off. I believe we were on the Shane versus match. And I had picked Owens, and I believe, Javi, you picked Shane as Shane, and then Scott, I need your word. Who do you
think? I was saying Kevin Owens.
Scott, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. So who do you Shane or Owens?
I got Kevin Owens because obviously Shane's been on TV a lot and how Kevin's been doing about trying to push talent beyond the floor. I just think he's going to win. Shane might try to turn him over with Drew McIntyre or somebody, but Kevin's going to win.
For sure. So we are all in agreement with that one as well. Moving on down the card, one of my favorite matches of the evening that I'm most excited for because we have never seen it, and it is my favorite wrestler, Bayley, defending her SmackDown Women's Championship against... Thank you. Are you there, Javi?
Yeah, can you repeat the question? It's because the audio, I don't know what's happening.
Okay, so the question was Bailey versus Ember Moon. Who do you think takes the W in that match?
Mother section here, I don't think Ember Moon should win after that dirty move. And yes, Bailey is really momentum.
Hugger section all the way, my friend. I am giving you a virtual high five. You can't see me, but I'm high-fiving you right now because Bailey is my absolute favorite wrestler. I've said that so many times on this podcast. I've said it so many times on social media, on YouTube. Like, if people don't know it by now, then I don't know. You guys are asleep. But, yeah. Goddess and Moon, or do you got the Hooker Bailey? Grand Slam Bailey.
Oh yeah. Y'all probably gonna get mad about this.
Okay. Finally, we got some difference in this thing. Okay. Look, I'm not mad. I will let that one slide. I get it. Ember is a fantastic competitor. I am super duper happy that she is getting a title opportunity because it's been so long. You know, she's never gotten one on the main roster, and she was great on NXT, and I don't think the main roster has done her any justice. So, I mean, if she won, I wouldn't be upset. I would just be bummed because Bailey's not champion anymore, but I'm not going to hate it because she is deserving to be champion. So I forgive you. All is forgiven. You're still my buddy.
Well, I mean, I see, like, different people in the women's division getting more opportunities. And since Becky is going against Natalya, I feel like Ember has more of a chance to win than Becky does of losing.
Yeah, no, that does make sense. I agree that I could see that. I could definitely see that. But speaking of Becky Lynch, the next match on the card is the WWE Raw Women's Championship being defended in a submission match as Becky Lynch defends her title against the Queen of Hearts, Natalya. I'll let Javi take this one. Javi, who do you got on this match? The man, Becky Lynch, or the Queen of Hearts, Natalya?
Well, I'm a Becky fan, so I'm going to go with Becky. But I was, like, happy when I saw Natty getting another opportunity, another title shot, because I've seen WWE since she got there, and she hasn't been used properly. She hasn't been given a proper title reign. And I was happy to see her, like, it's in Toronto also, and she can wrestle in her country. But I do feel like it wouldn't be logical for her to win because, let's be honest, she's already a grown-up woman, and Becky is, like, the face of the Raw Women's Division, and she's also the cover of WWE 2K20, so she basically is one of the faces of WWE right now. So for her to lose the title like that, it won't be logical. What can happen is that Natty can win and get the title, but then drop it and retire on SummerSlam.
those are the rumors.
Oh wow! Yeah. I didn't even read those rumors. Damn! Yeah. Some hot takes in here. Are you there, Scott?
Yeah, I'm here. It's just, I don't know what's up with the audio, but yeah, like I said, I'm going with Becky for what Javi said. So, Natalia, she's all right, I guess, but I'm going with just Becky. It's my favorite.
For sure, favoritism. So. I see that. No, I get it. I get both of your points, and I agree. I think Natalia is a phenomenal wrestler. I just think that she has a disconnect as far as like charisma and connecting with the fans. Like,
yeah.
And all those things. But yeah, I don't think Natalia is the one to get this. I think Becky is going to put Natalia away with the disarmor. And then my like hot take for this match, my wild prediction is that after the match, we are going to get depending on how things go tonight, the NXT Women's Champion Shayna Baszler is going to attack Becky Lynch and then beat the holy hell out of her and put her in the, you know, her submission move and make her pass out. I think that's a great way to write Becky off because supposedly she's taking like a week vacation to recharge and stuff. And so if it's only going to be a week, I think that would be great. You know, have Shayna come and obliterate her and then be like, oh, shit, where did Becky go?
Well, basically, I have to give my opinion on this one. I feel and think Shayna has the potential to be the future top heel in whichever brand she lands. Even more than Charlotte, she's a bad ass on NXT. I really like her character, and she has the potential to give us great feuds with any champion. I mean, she's the top heel right now on NXT, so I feel like that prediction you have, it would be totally awesome to land Shayna like that on the main roster, because it could be a potential rivalry between Becky and Shayna.
All right, guys. So for the last portion of this show, it's just going to be me, good old Nessa here. Again, I do apologize for the technical difficulties during the duration of this podcast. We were doing a group call on Anchor, and this was our first time using it, and I guess there are nooks and crannies to be worked through, but my phone is legit about to die, so I have to do this on my own without Javi and without Scott going forward on the last two matches to cover, and that being Kofi Kingston and Randy Orton. Scott picked Kofi Kingston, and Javi also picked Kofi Kingston, but he elaborated a little bit and said that
you know, Kofi Kingston's reign has been such a great reign that it would be a shame if he lost it to someone like Orton. Not to say that Orton isn't, you know, championship material, but it's like he's been in the limelight and stuff, and he would rather prefer Kofi losing to someone like, say, Roman Reigns. And he also alluded to the fact that Kofi Kingston and Randy Orton do have a rich history, and in that, you know, history, Randy Orton is usually the one to come up with the win and destroy Kofi, if you will. So Javi says that he hopes to have Kofi retain his championship and finally get that, like, big win over Randy Orton. And I echo both Scott and Javi. I think Kofi Kingston should go over. I've really never been a fan of the Viper. I think the only time that I thought he was cool was when he was a Legend Killer. And aside from that, I find him quite boring, to be honest. And so for that reason, I too go with Kofi Kingston. And now the main event of the evening, as the Beast Brock Lesnar defends his Universal Championship against the Beast Slayer, the Architect, Seth Rollins. For me, personally, in my heart of hearts, I want Rollins to win. I do. That's my boy. He's one of my top five favorite male wrestlers. But I definitely think, unfortunately, that Brock is going to get that W, and he's going to retain, and we're just going to be under another boring, meaningless Universal title reign. Honestly, I've said it before on this podcast. I've said it on my YouTube channel. I am sick and tired of Brock Lesnar. I don't respect him. I don't like him. I just want him out of WWE. I want him out of MMA. Like, there's nothing that he offers that interests me. I think he's just in everything for money. So with that being said, I'd rather have anybody be champion over Lesnar. And with that being said, I want Rollins, but I don't think it's going to be Rollins. I think it's going to be Lesnar. I think, you know, him, we talk about realism and trying to make the sport more realistic and stuff like that. So I think with Rollins getting the piss beat out of him for like the last 2 weeks on Raw, and him already going into the match injured, I feel like, realistically, he can't beat Brock Lesnar unless he has, like, some interference and has something up his sleeve and he becomes a Paul Heyman guy or something like that. It's the only way that I see Rollins winning. So I gotta go with Lesnar. Javi, on the other hand, disagrees with me because Scott agrees with me. Scott says that Lesnar is going to win this thing. Javi, however, says that he respects Rollins as a wrestler, that he is one of his favorite wrestlers, and although Seth Rollins' Universal title reign was kind of lackluster, he knows that Rollins has potential to be a great champion because we saw it in his Intercontinental title reign. And, you know, he also said that he actually prefers Rollins as a heel because he misses his maniacal laugh, and I have to agree with that statement. I thought it was pretty funny. But he says that logically it wouldn't make sense. It's kind of like opposite of what I said, that it wouldn't make sense for Rollins to get the piss beat out of him and to have like the universe behind him, and you know, to for him to be like, I have this will to go out and fight and you know, wrestle Brock Lesnar even though I'm not at 100%. And then just to have him lose. I don't know. I feel like with this one, it's a toss-up. I feel like it can go either way. And it, depending on what side you look at it from, either one makes sense. I personally, again, though, I just hope it's Rollins. Because I'm fucking sick and, excuse my language, sick and tired of Brock Lesnar. I'm just over him. I really am. He's like one of the people that I change the channel for when he's on TV. I don't get what makes him so special. I don't get what makes him a draw. Maybe I'm missing something there, but I don't necessarily like him per se. But there you have it, you guys. There is the SummerSlam prediction podcast. Again, I do apologize for technical difficulties. Hopefully next time we do a call like this, all the nooks and crannies are worked out. It worked fine when I had my other pal on here, a couple of, like last month, I believe it was, when Benji was on here, but it was just him and I, so maybe it just gets muddled when it's more than two people, but I'm going to see if there's ways around it, make a report to Anchor possibly. But if you guys listened all the way through, thank you so much, and I really do appreciate it, and yeah, you guys take care, and enjoy SummerSlam, and enjoy the rest of your weekend, and as always, stay safe, stay happy, but most importantly, stay addicted to the squared circle. This is Nessa. You could follow me at GreatLove91 on Twitter and Instagram. My two guests this evening were Javi. You can find him at Javi27XD. That's Javi27XD. And then Jay Scott was my other co-host this evening. And you can find him at Rhea Ripley Section on Twitter. So feel free to follow all three of us if you'd like to further wrestling conversation. I'm sure that I could speak for all of us when I say that talking about wrestling is something we really do enjoy. So, yeah. Take care, guys. And happy wrestling. Later.